Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios now. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Michelle, the Business Tax Working Group we were just discussing there basically raised the white flag. Is this embarrassing for the government?
Yes, it is embarrassing, but maybe inevitable because, of course, there are internal differences among sections of business about concessions, and also when that group was asked to produce offsets, that was clearly always going to be difficult because, as we've just heard, that the business wants a company tax reduction that's funded through other ways than providing the money from itself. So it is difficult for the government. You have to remember that the origin of all this was that the government couldn't get the company tax through the Parliament because of opposition from the Coalition and opposition to some of it from the Greens. And so this was a fallback position to try and come at it by another route.
And I guess there's no guarantee they would have got this through the Parliament either.
Well, that's right, yes.
Michelle, perhaps also embarrassing for the government too, though, the report that the first instalment of the mining tax has come and gone this week with not $1 paid. It raised nothing in the first 3 months. Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey was on AM saying that makes a failure and a fraud of the mining tax. Do you agree?
I think this has to be put into context. There are flaws in the mining tax, and of course the whole revenue estimate had to be downgraded in the budget update this week. But it was a tax on big profits, and therefore when there are not those big profits, when the commodity boom prices come off, then obviously it won't be paid. And I do think that the fact that it hasn't been paid goes also to the opposition's position, because it says, well, this tax is really bad for the industry. It hasn't been bad for the industry because it hasn't yet kicked in. Mm. The opposition is committed to repealing the tax, and you must think that the fact that it hasn't been a burden undermines that argument for repeal. So it's not quite straightforward.
Sure. Michelle, a pretty dramatic day yesterday, as we reported yesterday morning, when the home of Craig Thompson, independent MP Craig Thompson, was raided. The former Labor MP was again professing his innocence. He said the police investigation will soon be over. He won't be charged. What does this do to the government? Is it further damaging for the government, or do you think people have still switched on to this at all?
Probably they've tuned out a bit, but nevertheless, I think that whenever something like this happens, whenever Craig Thompson swims back into public consciousness, it just does remind people of that whole scandal and the HSU affair, and that is not good for the government. The government wants to get out positive messages, and to have Craig Thompson there on the television news, admittedly professing his innocence, but nevertheless stuff being carried out of his house, is not a good optic at all.
And Michelle, talking of optics and positive messages, what kind of message does it send when the South Australian Labor Party, which is going to meet this weekend, looks as though it's going to put number one on their federal Senate ticket a low-profile right-wing factional leader called Don Farrell, ahead of a high-profile popular cabinet minister from the left called Penny Wong? She'd be put at number two. Now, Anthony Albanese says that's factionalism gone mad. The optics of this aren't great for Labor, are they? Pointing to the power of the factions and, you know, perhaps some sexism at work too?
Well, it is ridiculous. Clearly, Penny Wong is one of the most senior ministers in the government. She's been at the centre of things with the release of the budget update and, as you say, a much more obscure politician is put in front of her. It would be quite.
And not just any
ridiculous
politician, one of the ones who was involved in the ousting of Kevin Rudd.
Exactly. And just when that issue is coming back into focus with the Maxine McHugh book. So at every level, this is bad. Clearly, you would think a senior cabinet minister would be automatically top of the ticket, and the fact that Anthony Albanese is getting so involved in it just shows that the party itself, in its more sensible parts, recognises that this would be an untenable position and needs to be fixed up ASAP.
Do you think the Prime Minister should intervene to head this off?
Well, one would think that she would, at least behind the scenes, yes. I think that obviously she mightn't want to be identified with the manoeuvring in a public sense, but you would expect that she would be exerting whatever pressure she could be exerting and perhaps working through Anthony Albanese.
Okay, Michelle, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with The Age newspaper. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 16 minutes to 8.